All right, Dominique, right here. I'm going to have an open line until my guests get here. I know there are many things on your mind this morning. Speak out and forever hold your peace.
The one of the most lethal forwards combination in football history, Dominica. Multi-talented sports personality, Cecil Abu Elwin, formerly of Kingsbury United. His football skill set was impeccable, scoring ability clinical, and was part of the greatest football legacy, Dominica. Mike Sir George, formerly of Harlem Bombers. He was a one-man demolition squad. Dominica's Diego Maradona. Robertson, Kokoshu Hippolyte, formerly of Kingsbury United, will be our special guests on Creole Handbit this Friday, February 23rd, on the big station Q95 FM from 11 a.m. Hosted by Prince Maddox and will be live on QFM Facebook page and YouTube channel. Creole Handbit salutes our football heroes Cecil Abu Elwin, Mike George, and Robertson Kokoshu Hippolyte this Friday from 11 a.m. on Q95 FM, the big station, as we celebrate the Black History Month. Ba-ma-chisa.
We know how important it is for you to stay connected with all that is happening. That's why Digicel gives you more ways to top up. You can add credit or bundles to your account online by visiting digicelldominica.com or downloading the My Digicel app. Stay safe and stay connected. Digicel.
Every morning for The Hot Seat on Q95.
All right, Dominique, I did tell you we're going to open up the lines here for a few minutes, but Unfortunately, my guests are already here, and of course, we have a little time this morning.
So much light and joy you'd bring to the lives you adorn.
I did promise you
how your voice would ring on the air so clear and warm.
A few family members.
Always remember your laughter, your smile.
Of the late Fenina Frampton.
For a precious while.
So I just want to say good morning, good morning, good morning to Gail Collier, the favorite sister of Fedina Frampton. She's here with us this morning again. Good morning to you. Good morning to you, Gail. How are you doing? Can you bring the microphone a little closer?
Good. Hi, Matt.
How are you doing?
I'm hanging in there.
Keeping strong.
Yeah.
Keeping strong. How do you want us to remember Fedina?
I don't even think I need to tell people how to remember Fedina. Fedina was so open, mm-hmm. so big, so warm, so bubbly.
Mm-hmm.
Just, Fedina was everything. And I feel like from the time I left Dominica to the time I came back,
mm-hmm.
Fedina evolved so many times. You know, and I used to say, Fedina must be this big deal because Fedina is just ready for no matter who it is. It could be the person in the gutter or the person all the way in the top,
mm-hmm.
and everybody in between. Just so open to everyone.
Were you surprised at the turnout there, that funeral service?
No, I was not. I really wasn't, you know, because I just remember The most shocking interview that Fedina did here for me,
mm-hmm.
was when she interviewed Yellow.
Yellow, yes, I remember that.
And I remember when she said, "Gaylux, I'm going to interview Yellow." I said, "Fedina, no, I'm so afraid." You know, because I know Yellow was a little bit unstable,
yeah.
and whatever. And she's like, "No, it's going to be great."
Mm-hmm.
And it really was.
It was.
And then Fedina went hot water with Yellow, Fedina dancing with Yellow. When we went to her memorial, the man that walks outside,
mm-hmm.
of Flo, he came up to us and he was like, "Fedina's not dead. Why you keep saying that?" And then somebody said, "That's Fedina's friend."
Oh, wow. Well, you played something for me, Gail, just before we began this interview there. Can you play it for the Dominica people?
Yes.
Something we never heard before. I just found that very, very, very amazing.
Well, just letting you know, Matt.
Yes, tell me.
Fedina was somebody that had really, really, really strong faith.
Mm-hmm.
And she had a really strong acceptance,
uh-huh. okay.
of God's plan. And I mentioned it at the memorial. I said, every time I call Fedina and I say, because Fedina is my go-to person.
Okay.
I'm her go-to person. Fedina knows everybody at my job. I know everybody at her job. When she comes to New York, we even meet people in my office.
Okay.
So people in my office even knows Fedina.
Mm-hmm.
And I always, when I call to complain, you know, we all have our little
yes,
office politics or something happen around or whatever. And Fadina always finds a way to bring me into acceptance mm-hmm. and of a grander plan mm-hmm. that God has, right? Mm-hmm. And so this is just an example of it. And I'm going to play it.
Put it close to the microphone, okay. Yes, so everybody can hear.
All right, let me make it louder.
Mm-hmm. Let's play it.
I will just say this to you. Everything in God's time, only God knows when he's ready for certain things to happen in our lives. And always remember, everything happens for a reason. We may not see the reason at the time, we may never even get to know the reason, or we may know it somewhere down the line. But in God's time, I'm still very proud of you, and when the time is right, you will do it again, and you will succeed if it's God's will.
God always has a plan.
Every time I talk to Fadina, every disappointment, every sadness, everything. And even when she calls me, I remind her again, mm-hmm. you know, that Fadina, you know, this is what we believe. Mm-hmm. We believe that God has a plan. Mm-hmm. Okay? So that is something I'm telling you that is just the way Fadina lived. That is just the way Fadina lived.
When God's acceptance. When you got the news the very first time, what was your reaction?
Oh, disbelief.
And from who?
So it's crazy because I'll just say, when Fadina went into the hospital, Fadina sent me a message that weekend that mm-hmm. she went in. And she was like, Kellogg's, I just want to let you know that I'm at the hospital and I'll call you and whatever. But she didn't say why she was at the hospital. So now I'm calling her call and she's not answering. Uh-huh. But I know it's weird when you're at the hospital. Sometimes you can't talk. And
yeah, I know.
It's not like, you know, in America where you have a private room and, you know, you have your privacy or whatever. So I was like, okay. She sounded fine. But, you know, she sounded like she was in discomfort, but not whatever. So I was calling around trying to figure out, you know, what she... I called Patrick, I called at home, I called everyone just asking, do you know why Fadina's in the hospital? They were like, well, we don't know.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And finally, I found out, you know, that, you know, what was wrong or whatever, because she finally called me. And she's like, oh, this is what it was and whatever. And so...
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
True, I was concerned that she was in the hospital, but what she was in the hospital for was not that, to me, it was not that
serious,
severe and acute that I was concerned so much, but me and I still kept talking, you know, and whatever, and I just thought she'd be fine. She'd get her treatment and she would leave. You understand? Did not think that this is what we would have in the end. The day when I went, the Wednesday when it happened, actually had COVID that weekend, and so I was home from work. And I remember the Wednesday morning, I'd sent my son to school and I was still feeling sick. So I was laying down under my cover, you know, just had a headache and whatever. And Corinne called me. So I was like, oh, I'll call Corinne back because I'm not feeling well. And then Corinne called me again, and Corinne never does that. And then my friend Denise Grell, she's from Canefield, mm-hmm. she came to Dominica for a funeral that very same day. So as soon as Corinne's phone stopped, Denise called me. So I say, okay, something happened. So I thought it was something happened to my mother. Mm-hmm. So I declined Denise's call, and I called Corinne back. And Corinne crying and telling me, Fadina died. And I was like, no, Fadina just left me a voice note in the morning mm-hmm. telling me that the doctor came and looked at her, and you know, because the drainage, a wound that she had, you know, it was healing nicely. She said the only thing is she had a fever over the weekend and they weren't really sure what caused it. Mm-hmm. But she says in and out, touch and go and whatever with the fever, it's there, it's not there, whatever. So anyway, they're trying to figure out. But her voice was clear, she was fine and whatever. So that is the last thing. I mean, strong as you know, Fidina. Mm-hmm. Not in pain, not in illness, not in any of it. She just sounded normal. She told me, I think I'm gonna go home by next week. The doctor said everything keeps, you know, I'll be going home next week. Mm-hmm. So she's like, I still have to stay a few more days, but you know, that's fine, you know, I'll just whatever. And then, so then that happens. And then I think Corinne was making a mistake. I thought it was wrong, you know. And then, so I went to go, my daughter was home from college. So I went to go tell her. And it wasn't until she screamed so loud and started bawling. Mm-hmm. That is when it started to register in my head what I'm saying out of my mouth. Mm-hmm. You understand? It was just so surreal. And then I wanted to call Fidina to tell her what they're saying about her. And it was just, then my mother called me and everybody just started calling. And then at that point, I just knew it was real.
You were not dreaming then?
No, and it's just something that just happened. And I did not even get to ask God to spare Fidina's life because I did not know her life was in peril. You know what I mean? Like I was speaking to a friend of mine that lost her sister like last year, and she's like, Gail, I prayed and I prayed and I prayed and my sister still died. Her sister had cancer. She knew her sister was terminally ill and her sister was dying. I said, I didn't have no warning. I mean, yes, we pray for our family every day, but we don't, I mean, I ask God to help her heal her and whatever, take her out of her discomfort and send her home and whatever, but not spare her life. I did not know her life was in peril. You understand? Because what Fidina was in the hospital was for was so routine. It's like, how could that have happened? So, yeah.
Let's say good morning to Ms. Jonah, who's here for us, with us for a few minutes. I know, you know, you were in pain. You're still in pain. You can't believe that this is real. Good morning, Ms. Joan.
Morning, Matt. Morning to everyone.
I could hear, you know, the voice is not back to normal as usual. You're still in pain. Cannot accept the reality.
Yep.
What do you want to tell us about Fidina this morning? We don't have too much time.
Fidina was a nice child to me. Mm-hmm. Fidina was my secretary. Mm-hmm. Fidina would be the one that would tell Gail, you know, if I tell her something that I need, mm-hmm. she would get in contact with Gail and tell Gail, mm-hmm. you know, your mother need to do this. Mm-hmm. And then what are we going to do for her, you know, in terms of putting some paperwork together for me. All the information is between she and Gail. Mm-hmm. Because she was the fastest one to meet with than Gail, because Gail is on a busier schedule than Fidina. Mm-hmm. And then I would call her. The moment I would call Fidina, she's always there for me.
Always.
If she cannot do it today, she will tell me, Miss Joan, I cannot do it today, but can you come tomorrow first thing? She would give me a time to come. Mm-hmm. And then I would go at the time she said, and then she'll tell me, I spoke to Gail, you know, and Gail tell me to do this and do that, and that's what we're going to do for you, mm-hmm. you know, and I'm going to miss her so much.
Yes. You know, we saw, I know she's, I know the pain that she faced at this time.
Yes.
I know the pain.
She was a really, really, you know, like the cornerstone of the family. Mm-hmm. Fidina really solidified herself into that. I mean, listen, one of the things that I always say, even if Fidina gets upset, and Matt, I'm sure you know this about Fidina, even if Fidina gets upset about stuff, she always finds a way around the upset, mm-hmm. you know. Very much a peacemaker, you know. No matter how mad she would be, sometimes she would just say, oh, this person is just so special. And then I just know she finished with the conversation.
She has no enemies. No enemies that I
know. No, but she would call me and say, okay, this person did this to me, whatever. But then she would just move on. Even people that she thought was not great to her. If the person did something good, but I always reach out. Mm-hmm. I'm telling you, such a champion for people, champion for women. Mm-hmm. She really was, you know? Because I mean, one of the things I said to her, which I know I'm kind of veering off topic, but one of the things I always say to her is, all these young people that are reading news, that are presenting on the radio and whatever, you could tell that they need that type of leadership from people like you guys. And I was like, Fadina, even the people that are here reading news, you should make time to work with them. Mm-hmm. Even if it's one or two you pick out. But I said, you have to leave what you do best here. I said, you all can't just hold it for yourself.
And you know, as I said in the tribute, I said, you know, one disappointment she had, we had an association of media workers that used to provide training.
Yeah.
All the time she said she's so disappointed that it's no more. And I'm saying we should do that in her legacy.
You
provide
should.
The kind of leadership and, you know, kind of training that the young people need.
Yeah.
You know, young people need at this time. But Miss Joan, I know you want to say a lot of people reached out at the end and really thank a lot of people there, you know, and that provide some assistance in the end there.
We really want to take this opportunity of thanking them. Mm-hmm. We want to thank the president of Dominica.
Okay.
And her husband.
Okay.
We want to thank Dennis Charles Pemberton, mm-hmm. and her colleagues. And we also want to thank Flo. Mm-hmm. We want to thank Emonios, DBS, Kyrie, and
Q. Most importantly, Q.
And we also want to thank Mr. Sheridan Gregoire. Mm-hmm. We want to thank Simeon Joseph and his crew, mm-hmm. for putting such a beautiful
together.
Without him, I don't know what we would do. I also want to thank the two priests, Father Chaplis and Lita. Oh, they were wonderful. Mm-hmm. We also want to thank Val Coffee. Don't forget Val Coffee. He did tremendous. And the steel band who played so much
nice
good
music.
Yes. And all those who came to sing and pray.
The Calypso Association.
The Calypso Association,
oh my goodness.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the Calypso Association was really, really, really.
And all those who came on board, mm-hmm. to give reefs and, you know, to make
food
and drinks and everything. I cannot mention their names.
I can give you a few names. For example, a lady I went to, and she said, I said, we need some assistance in making the sandwiches. And I gave her 25 bags of bread. And she said, for food, I know it is free.
Yeah. My boy.
Pato.
Yes, Pato. And my boy, Sheikh's wife at Newton.
Her daughter.
Oh, lovely fish. And
Man was there.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And Talifa. We also want to thank
Mary.
Steve, Mary, Melvinas, Joy, Mrs. Walsh,
Inca.
And we also
and
want
the
to
Clive. Well.
Yeah, Clive. Yeah, the council, the village council, really came out, and also the barmen like Huskell and them. Mm-hmm. Oh, I don't know how to thank you all again. And then the police officer who gave us the permission to use the road, to close the road. I don't want to leave them out.
Esmat was there, Belfast was there.
Yes.
What's his name? Try to remember the name. It's not coming to mind.
Yes.
I'll remember in a minute.
All those, all everybody, don't say that we forget your names. We cannot call everybody's name, but we thanking you all.
Isa Trading.
Yes.
So I also want to say, you know what that really moved me, Matt, is the village of Point Michel. Mm-hmm. I mean, these people just came together and really, I mean, I think I forgot how, you know, villages work, but they came together and they really, really carried us through all of this. I mean, really carried us. I felt like we were, you know, you feel heavy when you lose a person.
Right.
And so many things they just took off of our hands, and just you, Matt. Mm-hmm. Oh, come on, you know. I really feel like people were just coming out and asking what they can do.
Yes, and we don't want to forget the school children.
Yes,
the teachers, the principal of the
Senlac School.
Senlac School.
And yes, and
also the Rosa Primary School.
Oh, they were good. They were good. And, you know, I want to thank the people who gave the children the little gifts after the funeral, the Hectors. They gave them a few little books and pencils mm-hmm. for coming to that special occasion. I want to thank them a lot.
Yes.
But I guess I just wanted to say at this time, because we kind of running out of time, you know, you have to find the strength. I feel like for Diana, we want you to be strong at this time. I know it's a heavy time, but
no, Matt is right. But yeah. I do want us to be strong at this time. Matt,
I'm proud of you this morning.
Let me tell you something. I have an advantage, okay? Mm-hmm. I have had several dreams of Fadina, where Fadina visited me. And Fadina, there are people who believe those things and there are people that don't. Uh-huh. I do.
Okay.
You know, I woke up one night, it was like 3 o'clock in the morning, and I was just thinking about Fadina, and I started praying and just thinking. And then as soon as I started falling back asleep, maybe an hour later, like 4, I had the most surreal dream that I was just like pulled outside in my head, it didn't even feel like a dream. And then I was just staring at the sky and it was daylight, and then the clouds just started coming in the sky and just getting dark, 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 like a storm. And then I'm looking at the clouds like, oh my God, what is that? And then the clouds started turning into balloons, black and white, like I was in a black and white movie, black, white, gray. And then the balloons just turned into all these colors, just started flying everywhere. And then I'm in the dream running, screaming for Dinah's name and just feeling so happy on the inside, because I'm like, Fadina, is that you? I know it's you. And the balloons is flying around me everywhere in the sky. And then in the sky, in Fadina's handwriting, mm-hmm. in this beautiful cursive handwriting that Fadina has, it says, thank you in there. Thank you in this beautiful handwriting. And Matt, the next morning when I woke up, mm-hmm. I was just a different person.
Wow.
Because I felt light, I felt buoyant, I felt Fadina. I felt Fadina, and I'm telling you, I don't care what anybody believes, that was a sign, and it was happy, and Fadina felt happy. And so when I saw Fadina's body on Monday, I knew Fadina was not there. Yes, it was very sad, but you know Fadina. Fadina has this effervescence about her,
a lot of people happiness. Commented then that she was not, her body was not looking like it was dead.
You know, I did not feel her spirit in the body, because when I meet your spirit, I do not meet your body. So when I meet you, if I don't get that, kid looks Monday, blah, 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 you know, then you're not there. You understand? So I looked at it and I said, okay, because I know Fadina is, you know, she's separated from it.
She's such a beautiful time.
Yeah. And that's the time when, around the same time, Asa had all the balloons, the same way.
Oh yes. So I told my mother about the dream, and I told my friend about the dream, Denny's. And when Denny saw the sunrise first, or whatever Asa had, and he released the 500 balloons, she sent it, and they were screaming for Dinah, just like the way I was screaming for Dinah. I was like, Asa, not my friend. The people I told, it just resembled what I dreamt so much.
It's becoming a reality, right?
You know, and I was like, okay, so this for me is a sign, I'm telling you.
But again, I just want to thank you for coming in this morning. I know it was, you know, took a lot of strength to be here. But Dominique wants to thank you, Joan. Thank you, Gail, for just being there. Thank you. Any final words before you left?
Well, my final words is, thank you, Dominica, for taking care of my fufu, because I know she was your fur dines. She was my fufu. You know, my mother fufu, like we called her fufu at home.
Uh-huh.
thank you so much for taking care of her, because I know she was happy. She was really happy here.
All right, thank you, Joan. Any final words?
Yeah, I'm going to miss her so much. I am missing her already because, you know, at home I will call everybody for Dinah.
Yes, she says
it. And, you know, I will never forget her. I will always love her.
Well, thank you, folks. Thank you. I know it's an emotional time. Thank you. The spotlight on Fadine Shanice.
At the end of one's days, when the ones you've touched have can't stop singing your praise. Even those who didn't know you, they too stand amazed when they hear of your story.
Our next stop with IRC.
The cause is your champion, the battles you won. But the good Lord took you because he knew it was time. Though you never suspected, it was the end of the line. So now it's you in the spotlight.
IMC is here with us, Dominica, for the next 30 minutes for sure.
If you know your favorite store, dial it now. 612-1253, that's Mega. You can rely on Mega for some real deals. On name brand clothing and electronics. High quality, low price. We are a wholesale and retail store located in Calabishi, right on the main road. Check us out on Facebook, Instagram, as Mega Deals Dominica. Like our page. Check out our stuff. Call us. Visit us. We'd appreciate that. Come try it on. Love it. Buy it at Mega Deals. Your one and only online and brick and mortar store. Mega Deals is also on wheels. We make it convenient for your shopping. We deliver straight to your door. Email us at info@megadealsda.com. Rely on Mega Deals for some real deals.
The word of the most lethal forwards combination in football history, Dominica. Multi-talented sports personality, Cecil Abu Elwin, formerly of Kingsbury United. His football skill set was impeccable, scoring ability clinical, and was part of the greatest football legacy, Dominica. Mike Sir George, formerly of Harlem Bombers. He was a one-man demolition squad. Dominica's Diego Maradona, Robertson, Kokoshu Hippolyte, formerly of Kensborough United, will be our special guests on Creole Handmit this Friday, February 23rd, on the big station Q95 FM from 11 a.m. Hosted by Prince Wadix and will be live on QFM Facebook page and YouTube channel. Creole Handmit salutes our football heroes Cecil Abu Elwin, Mike George, and Robertson Kokoshu Hippolyte this Friday from 11 a.m. on Q95 FM, the big station, as we celebrate the Black History Month. Ba-ma-chisa.
We know how important it is for you to stay connected with all that is happening. That's why Digicel gives you more ways to top up. You can add credit or bundles to your account online by visiting digicelldominica.com or downloading the My Digicel app. Stay safe and stay connected. Digicel.
Tune in every morning for The Hot Seat on Q95. The latest happening events, breaking stories, and behind-the-scenes in-depth investigative reports. Stay locked for more fair and balanced talk on The Hot Seat on Q95. The Big Station.
To always be there for you is what we aim establishing standards, protecting interests, facilitating competition, inspecting, testing, protecting the environment, protecting health and safety, while promoting regional cooperation. The Independent Regulatory Commission, always there for you. Located at 42 Cox Street, upstairs to Perky's Pizza Building. Call us at telephone number 440-6634 or 615-6635 or 295-9335.
All right, Dominic, it's already 9:12 in the morning. We're here with IRC. I'm going to allow the public relations person there within the organization to say good morning and welcome.
Good morning, Matt. Thank you for having us, and good morning to all your listeners on Facebook, on radio, on the website. My name is Idona John-Baptiste. Mm-hmm. I am the communications specialist for the Independent Regulatory Commission, mm-hmm. and with me is Mr. Justin Case, the executive director of the commission. I'll just get right to it. We're here to promote our public consultation related to the electricity rate review, mm-hmm. Specifically the depreciation rate study for Domlec.
Okay.
That's taking place on Thursday at the St. Alphonsus Parish Hall. However, before we go into the consultative process, I would like to give some background into the IRC.
Mm-hmm. Please.
So the IRC is the regulator of the electricity sector in Dominica. And what that means is that it monitors the supply and transmission of electricity. And part of its responsibility is to grant Domlec's licenses to operate, Domlec being our sole electricity operator. And IRC has the legal authority to do so, to perform its duties by way of the Electricity Supply Act of mm-hmm. 2006. So what we do, part of our functions, is that we set guidelines. The commission set guidelines for the electricity sector. It reviews and approves electricity rates, as I mentioned. Mm-hmm. It also supports government's national policy on electricity supply. It provides a forum for customer appeals and complaints, and it also works with other agencies.
Agencies like what?
Like, for example, the Agios Forces Development, the Clinton Foundation Initiative to really promote and protect sustainable environment, a sustainable environment in our electricity sector.
Mm-hmm. I underlined one word when you were playing that ad, the IRC ad, transparent. How yes. transparent do you think the IRC is?
Not, I think one of the commission's core values is transparency. Mm-hmm. And generally, that is one of the core capacities of a regulator. A regulator has to be transparent, independent. And the Electricity Supply Act actually speaks to the IRC's independence. Mm-hmm. Now, as it relates to the transparency of the IRC, that is why we're going to consultation with the review of electricity rates for Domlec. So we must seek stakeholder feedback before the commission makes any determination or decision in terms of the final approval for electricity rates. So this is all part of the transparency. Now, the commission's mission mm-hmm. is to ensure that consumers in Dominica receive the highest quality of electricity at fair and reasonable rates, while also maintaining the financial viability of the electric utility company, that is Domlec, and protecting the national environment.
Mr. Case, good morning to you.
Yeah, good morning.
It's been some time.
Thanks for having me.
It's a pleasure all the time. So where will you be headed in terms of the objective that you're talking of the, in terms of consultation? What is your real objective there?
Your real objective is to get feedback from the participants, specifically the public and stakeholders, as well as the government, so that they have participated and to a certain extent contributed to the review process. The review process, this is just the beginning. We have about six other tranches of information that we'll be consulting on. So that's where it all starts, with the depreciation study report, and continue to write down to the form that the tariff structure will take, the new tariff structure will take prior to its approval by the IRC.
You said tariff structure. Does it mean that after the consultation, you'll decide whether it's up or down?
No, you're speaking specifically to the tariff, the rate.
The rate, yes.
At this point in time, we cannot see which direction it will take. We are still heavily reliant on diesel fuel for our generation, and this is where the issue is that causes the price of or the rate to fluctuate. As you well know, the cost of electricity can change, vary, go up or down, depending on market, international market forces.
Okay. Now, we in the recent times, I mean, that conversation always come up, that a lot of blame was put on the doorsteps of the IRC as it relates to what was going on with the outages that we were experiencing, because according to what I'm hearing, that Dominic was making a lot of moves in terms of requesting certain things, and you guys did not adhere.
Okay, so in a nutshell, I can give you a response to that. The mandate of the IRC is prescribed in the Electricity Supply Act, number 10 of 2006. It firmly states that we are, as the IRC, also, there are two main conditions that we need to adhere to. One, we're supposed to work within the public interest, and two, within the policy of the government of Dominica. With regard to the policy of government of Dominica, policy document was ratified in 2021 that we should attain all our electricity generation from 100% from renewable sources.
Okay.
Okay, so this is a nutshell, this is the case. Domlec more or less applied for thermal sets, generation sets, to be added to their fleet. Now, the government is pushing the geothermal project and among other projects. Okay, so the geothermal project is designated a renewable energy project. So allowing Domlec more or less to add more thermal generations to their fleet will do two things. We're going to be using more diesel, and it will be in the rate base. The rate base feeds into the rate calculation for the tariff. So in simple terms, the geothermal comes in 2 years, we approve, let us say we are able to approve thermal sets.
Okay.
When the geothermal comes in, these thermal sets will not be in operation. However, the cost that Domlec incurred to purchase these sets will be on the books, and customers will still be paying on it, paying for it. So therefore, that will not reduce the tariff significantly. So that is was the main concern or basis for IRC's position on the matter.
Okay, but would you say that because I was hearing a lot of reports that IRC is running away from their responsibility, and we heard the Prime Minister saying, the IRC has their responsibility and I have my responsibility. And how do you?
The IRC wasn't running away from its responsibility. We actually did everything in accordance with our in accordance with the mandate provided by the Act. Okay, so these kind of decisions are kind of difficult and sometimes may impact certain things, but in the end, as I said, the public interest, we would like to keep the rates down as much as possible to make it affordable to the customer and keep the utility viable.
Yes, you want to add something?
Well, just to be clear, now with the rate review exercise, the expectation of this process, the electricity rate review, is that the commission will do its best to analyze Domlec's expenses, capital investments, and operational costs, and all those different costs related to Domlec's generation, related to the generation of electricity. And IRC will make a determination to decide an affordable tariff for customers. However, just to add to Mr. Case said, the commission also has to ensure that the electricity, electric utility company is financially viable. So while, yes, part of IRC's function is to protect consumers' interests, it also has to ensure in the final determination of new electricity rates that the electric utility company can make a reasonable profit. So it's not just looking at this process one-fold.
But you're working for the public. You're working for the people of Dominica.
Well, this...
I underline the word reasonable profits.
Yes, so...
So what is reasonable for Dominica?
Well, this is this is one of the public misconceptions that the IRC is a consumer advocacy body. But like I said, yes, the IRC has to ensure that it protects the consumer's interests. As I mentioned earlier on, the IRC provides a forum for customer appeals and complaints. However, it also has to ensure that Domlec can operate to provide us, electricity customers, with an efficient and reliable electricity supply. So you see, it's not just a one-prong approach.
All right, so just to add to what Idona is saying, we have to balance the interests of the public, the government, and stakeholders. So it's a balancing act. We have to try our best to see how best we can try to please everybody.
Okay. Now what is, I think you spoke about that earlier, Idona, what is on the agenda there for Thursday? Is it Thursday we have our...
Yes, so the consultations, the specific consultation, like I mentioned, is Domlec's depreciation rate study. And what will happen at this public consultation is that the IRC will make a presentation, Domlec will make a presentation as well. So, and the public will have an opportunity to seek clarification and ask questions that is specific to what was presented, specific to Domlec's depreciation rate study. So this is one of the areas that IRC is seeking the public's feedback on. And like Mr. Case said, there will be other areas that IRC will come again and seek the public's feedback on, and all of this is related to the electricity rate review process.
Okay, just to add, let's iterate one by one the different tranches of information that will be going to consultation very soon. We have the weighted average cost of capital. This is more or less like the rate of return on Domlec's investment. Then you have the rate base and the investment plan for the period of the tariff, and the cost of service study, which feeds into the final determination of the tariff structure, which will be the final stage of the consultation. So these items for consultation will be progressively put out there for consultation when it is Domlec produces the final documents on the scene.
All right, you know, I love to be interactive. I'm going to allow for the public to ask a few questions. Are you there, caller? Yes?
Yes, can you hear me?
Hear you loud and clear, yes.
Yeah, as far as I can see, the IRC seems to be in a dilemma. What are they trying to do there? As the saying goes, no man can serve two masters. And as far as I can see, they are serving three masters, the public, Domlec, and the government. So you all have to eliminate two. You must serve with one master. It's the public. Otherwise, this thing is not going to work. You cannot still freemaster. Thank you.
All right, let's just take a note of that, or we'll take another phone call. Are you there, caller?
Yeah, Mark, good morning.
Good morning.
In the studio. You know, what I wish was happening at that consultation, Matt, and what I wish you had this morning here was somebody from the government, you know, because apparently entities not from the government. And for us to really talk about a sustainable energy.
But wouldn't you say that they represent the government?
They don't represent the government. They represent the government.
Okay.
And the system, what I would love for to be in that discussion is the conversation of a sustainable profit and model of economics than instead of a profitable economic model. Because you see, the government wants a majority of the company, and that's why we should just have owned the entire company. And so we should not be talking about profitability margins in adjusting rates in Dominica right now. We should be talking about a sustainable model of billing our customers in Dominica. Especially local and not really businesses can be a different thing. But it's time for us to talk about a not-for-profit energy model in the country. And that's where I wish we were going to go on Thursday and really have a really forward-thinking kind of conversation that really can solve the issue of expensive rates for all people.
All right, you want to comment on both the comments? Yes.
What we would want is for the public to attend the consultation, come, ask their questions to the relevant person, the persons, based on their presentations, the IRC representatives, the DOMLEC representatives. This is all part of the consultative process.
Well, would the government representative be there at that consultation?
DOMLEC and IRC are the ones engaged in the electricity rate review. And therefore, the presentations will come from them. I'm not sure exactly why we would want a government official there, but IRC is a creature of the parliament. It is a government statutory body, and it gets its legal authority from the Electricity Supply Act. So its functions are performed within the confines of this Electricity Supply Act. So on the basis...
But don't we have a minister responsible for electricity or energy?
There's a minister responsible for energy, but the IRC falls under the Ministry of Public Works and Utilities.
Okay, go ahead.
Yes, so like I was saying, we really want to encourage the public to participate in this consultation, because what we do not want is for people at the end of the process, when the determination is made, for people to say that they were not aware, or they did not know, or they were not given the opportunity to do so. So the consultation is that avenue where you can come, you can attend the public consultation, you can access IRC's consultative document on DOMLEC's depreciation rate study. You can look at it, look at DOMLEC's depreciation in terms of its assets, and you can make your comments from there and provide those comments formally to the IRC. IRC, the process is open. The public consultation is open to the public. So in terms of our forms of consultation, we do not take comments via through the radio calling program. Our form of consultation is face to face, or you make your formal comments to the IRC. You can also come to our office located on Cox Street and request that document.
So it's now available.
The document is available on IRC's website, www.ircdominica.org/consultative, and you will have a hard copy presented to you at the public consultation. You can also come to our office, like I said, to request a copy. So there are specific questions within that consultative document that IRC is seeking comments from the public on.
Are you there, caller?
Yeah, I'm right here, Mark.
Yes, I'm here. Go ahead.
Yeah, good morning to you, Mark, and to your guests. Mark, in Dominica right now, we have a dangerous situation with respect to the electricity company and the IRC. Both institutions or organizations, Matt, are owned by the government of Dominica. And the reality of our situation in Dominica is that they are owned by the Labour Party of Dominica. The PRO mentioned about Parliament, Act of Parliament, and so on, and all of those things sound nice to give it legitimacy, which is really how it is supposed to be. But it is not so. And that is one of the reasons why the United Workers Party back in the day decided to allow CDC to purchase the electricity company and to do that with a business plan where the government would be monitoring the operations of CDC, a private corporation, and taking into consideration all of those nice things that you heard from the PRO, making sure that the company operates profitably and so on, at the same time, making sure that the consumers get quality electricity at a reasonable cost, Matt. All of those nice things were in that business plan that had to be managed to ensure that CDC would increase generation and increase supply and so on as the economy, as the country was growing, Matt. But what happened, Matt, is that the IRC was used to force all of these private companies like CDC out of business. That is the reality of what we face in Dominica. And today we have an arrangement whereby the electricity company is owned by the government, by the Labour Party, as well as the IRC. All of the people who are appointed on the IRC, Matt, these are political appointees.
Well, you see, the IRC is here and they can defend themselves. Do you? I don't think you can consider the IRC a political arm of the government. Can you, Mr.?
That is very incorrect.
Very.
That caller's opinion is very erroneous. I don't know where his facts come from.
Mm-hmm.
We are actually a quasi-governmental agency.
Okay.
And you have to go back to the inception of the IRC, why the IRC was created. So it was the IMF that put forward a paper. The main theme of the paper was reduction of poverty. So when you liberalize the electricity market, the market cannot, it is liberalized. So you can decide you can have a generator at your home. Your neighbor can decide they have a generator at your home. However, in a liberalized market, you must have a regulator. What the regulator does is to set the rules of how, what happens in the marketplace, okay? So that's where the regulator was created. Now, for the reduction of poverty part of it, you can decide as an individual or business that Domlec rates are too high, you can't afford it. So you have options now to go and pursue whether you would like to put solar panels on your rooftop or so a wind turbine in your yard or whatever it is. So you have that choice now to decide. You can go off-grid or you can go with distributed renewable energy, which is what are rooftop systems and so, and connect to the grid. So you have options now which you can utilize in your best interest to make your energy costs or reduce your energy costs to yourself. So that's what it is all about. Nobody is obligated to be connected to Domlec.
Nobody.
So you can decide tomorrow, I want to have a rooftop system, and you go and you purchase a rooftop system if it's cheaper for you. You understand? So now with the part about government ownership, we're not an arm of the government. As I said, we are a quasi-government body. I can safely say that we have very little interference from the government of Dominica in our operations. We try our best to operate within the mandate given to us by the Act, and we do our best to balance the interests of all parties that are between the public, the government, and the stakeholders like Domlec and any other independent power producers that may come in, such as the geothermal.
All right. On the telephone, yes?
Good morning, Matt.
Good morning, sir.
Yeah, Matt, I'm happy to hear that it's a liberalized market. But what happens if you have an authoritarian government who decides to change that? What role can the IRC play? The Independent Regulatory Commission, that's the name. What role could they do to stop? Let's say the government owns all those shares and they're the government. They decide, well, we want to dissolve that. Or if they cannot dissolve that body, they will say, we don't want to liberalize market anymore. We want to just raise the prices. And can that body do anything to stop the government, Matt? That's my question. Thank you.
Question?
The government can repeal the act at any time, and they can shut down the IRC. As for and return to a deregulated market model. So this can be done. I doubt that would work very well in anyone's interest. So, however, the IRC, we do our best based on our knowledge and capacity to try to manage or keep the rates as low as we can. It's a very challenging thing, but yes, we try our best to do that. We have looked at many approaches, and we will deploy the approach that we figure is the most will have the least impact on the customer's pocket.
Given your experience, Mr. Case, and I think I asked a question earlier, do you think the rates may more possibly go up or down, given your experience? Hypothetical, but it's just a question I need to answer.
This is time dependent. The construction of the geothermal plant should impact rates in a positive manner. That means by reducing it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. There are other interventions, such as the new structure that we're introducing. We plan to have time of use, which will introduce a lower base rate
mm-hmm.
during off-peak periods so that the customers can utilize or do their most of the consumption during the off-peak period so we can flatten the peak. There are a lot of other interventions that we are looking at, which will be tabled as when we reach the final stage of the consultation.
Is there a timeline?
At this point, what I can safely say is that we hope to conclude this tariff review process before the end of this year.
Let's take our final call because we're running out of time. And I'm hoping that we could have continued our conversation for a longer time, but, you know, time is time. Hello, talk to me on the telephone, yes?
Yes, greetings, Bedrin. Grand rise in good day, Dominica. My brother,
IRC, yes.
IRC. Yeah, which we need people in come and department that concern about the people's welfare, and they speak a beautiful, song. But what about the people that many of the equipment got damaged during Dominic outage? Are they fighting to compensate the people? Who is responsible in compensating the people for the equipment damage during short outage and those things there? Thank you. I'm listening.
Somebody said, I think they read a sent me a message, and they were saying that they proposed a solar plant a couple of years ago, and of course the IRC did not facilitate. Would you speak to that?
Okay, so we are guided by what we call a integrated resource plan. The most updated integrated resource plan, or let me explain what an integrated resource plan
mm-hmm.
is. Integrated resource plan more or less prescribes what tranches of generation should be added to the system and mm-hmm. when. So it's where we forecast what the load would look like 1 year from now, 2 years from now, 3 years from now, and we decide what interventions, or state what interventions can be done to meet the demand. So in recognition that the government had already started the geothermal project and it was in process, and due to the fact that our economy of scale we don't have a huge economy of scale.
Mm-hmm.
The island is very small, the demand is very small. it was very difficult to consider or allow for other players to come into the marketplace.
Okay.
Because what would happen is that when the geothermal project comes on stream, it would take priority based on the legal
are you optimistic that it will come on stream? Because we've been doing this for a long time.
We are closer to making it happen than we were a few years ago, yes.
Okay. No, somebody's asking the question about time is of the essence here. Please ask your guests if there are inefficiencies in the operations of Dominic. Is it factored in the pricing mechanism? Is that a difficult question?
We don't get involved in the management of Dominic.
Why would the consumer have to pay if you know that the Dominic is not efficient in the operation?
Difficult for me to speak on that at this point in time.
It is difficult.
Yeah.
All right, because to the caller's point, the inefficiency should not be carried by the consumers. It should be reflected in the operations lower profitability.
So what I can say safely to that, based on the IRC's mandate, we will be introducing
KPIs,
key performance in indices in this tariff review that should force Dominic to operate more efficiently. Mm-hmm. Okay, so prior to that, we cannot speak to whether they had or they didn't have.
Mm-hmm.
But this time around, we are ensuring that we introduce those KPIs so that Dominic can operate more efficiently.
I can tell you this program will run and run and run. We're going to take one final call and we'll allow the IRC to wrap it up here this morning, because I'm saying, Idona, feel free to come back anytime and we can talk, okay? Because it seems that the public needs to hear or get some answers. Are you there, caller, or final call?
Yeah, Matt, how soon geothermal is going to come online? Because we seem to be talking about geothermal a lot and a lot of... So we need to have an idea as to how soon...
I just asked that question. How realistic is that?
Well, you asked how realistic, but the guy is asking about the timeline.
Timeline, yeah.
So hopefully by the end of 2025.
2025.
Hopefully.
That's what you're hearing from the various sources there from government?
That's what that's what we are hearing from the
players.
Sources.
The players, okay. Right. Idona, we have to go.
Well, the engagement is great, Matt. I know your callers are very...
intelligent people.
Yes, so what we want is for that same energy to be filtered into IRC's consultative process.
Right.
Because like I mentioned, the process is open and public. So just to recap, the public consultation on Dominic's depreciation rate study, where the IRC will look at Dominic's assets, the depreciation of Dominic's network and generation assets. So that consultation will take place on Thursday from 10 a.m. at the Goodwill Parish Hall. And of course, like I said, the consultative document specific to this the depreciation rate study is on IRC's website. It is available at the office and will be available at the public consultation.
All right. Any final comments from you, Mr.?
I'd just like to thank all your listeners for their participation. We look forward to similar engagements in the near future.
Come soon. Come back soon, Mr. Case.
Yeah, we'll come back soon. I know we have been operating in the invisibly for the time, but yes, we do.
Well, I'm happy you made that promise. Thank you, Donald. I'll be reaching out to you, huh?
Certainly, Matt. Thank you for your
maybe
call.
We'll give a longer time period.
Sure.
The questions are still coming in. Stick around, Dominica. Thank you very much, folks. Thank you.
Thank you. Says it is working with both Dominic and the ministry with responsibility for energy. They
competition, inspecting, testing, protecting the environment, protecting health and safety, while promoting regional cooperation. The Independent Regulatory Commission, always there for you. Located at 42 Cox Street, upstairs to Perky's Pizza Building. Call us at telephone number 440-6634 or 615-6635 or 295-9335.
Where am I going to find a necklace to match that dress? What do you mean, where? Girl, Muslim store. Where? You think I have $1 million to spend, man, my girl? No, girl, the Muslim store have a wide variety of beautiful, luxurious, and affordable jewelry. Necklaces, rings, watches, earrings in gold, silver, and even gold filled. Plus, there's a 35% discount on all jewelry.
All that then. Girl, hurry up, they're closing 4:30. Visit us today on 18 Old Street, Roseau. Muslim store, locally born, locally grown.
Universal Elegance, the place to shop for homes. Universal Elegance, Universal Elegance. Universal Elegance, the place to shop for vehicle accessories. Universal Elegance, Universal Elegance. Universal Elegance, the place to shop for appliances. Universal Elegance, Universal Elegance. Universal Elegance, the place to shop for homes. Universal Elegance, Universal Elegance. Universal Elegance, the place to shop for vehicle accessories. Universal Elegance, Universal Elegance. Universal Elegance, the place to shop for appliances. Universal Elegance, Universal Elegance.
All right, Dominique, we're here with Universal Elegance, the Muslim store. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning to you, Matt, and good morning to the listening public. Hope everybody's having a wonderful morning as myself. Matt, how are you doing this morning, Matt?
I'm doing good. A little chilly here in the studios, but I'm doing fine for now.
I like that. I'm honest with you. I kind of like the
you
nice,
like the cold, yes, cool yes. environment, huh?
I really enjoy it, Matt. You know, Matt, this morning we're just going to, at the Muslim store, we're going to talk about... Well, most of the things that we kind of talked about already, and letting customers know that sometimes they might ask a question or ask certain questions based on they not knowing certain products that we have or certain things that we provide at the Muslim store at all the different departments. So we just want, that is what I come here today to talk about. So first things first, we normally want to advise all the customers to try and take advantage of our online website, where you get products 5% cheaper. So if you see your item in the store right now, and if you go on the online store, you will see that product for 5% cheaper. And that our page is buymoslems.com, is BUYMOZLEMS.com, buymoslems.com. And as I said, I just want to advise our customers to go on the store, because you basically have the three different departments in the palm of your hand. So you have the homes department, where you can get sofas, you can get curtains, you can get mats, different stuff like that for your home. You also have the appliance department, where you can get fridges, where you can get laptops, you can get phones, you can get, you name it, Matt, washing machines, and a lot of other stuff, perfumes, watches as well. And also for the engineering department, you have tires, you have batteries, you have all the other car stereos for your vehicle as well. So you can just come, we can just always visit the website where you have basically the three different departments in the palm of your hand. And as I said, it's actually 5% cheaper to buy stuff on our website, on our basically on our website, Matt. So as I said, I just want to advise customers to, you know, take a look, go through the website, see, make your eyes ball your peas. You never know, you might see something on there that you really might want to buy, and it's going to be, as I said, 5% cheaper. And I know, well, sometimes customers might ask, do you have this item? Do you have this item in the store? Because they don't have the time sometimes to come on down to the store to probably say, oh, like normally for me, if I want to know if, let us say, if we have blenders and stuff like that, I wouldn't want to probably come down to the store and not see that product like that they come down for. So we just want to let customers know that all the items that they thought that we probably don't have, that we actually have it. So we have stuff like irons. We have the Oscar iron for only $90. We have microwaves as well. We have microwaves as low as $340. That's a West Point microwave. We have also air fryers for as low as $260. We have the West Point air fryer, as I said, for only $260. And we also have a West Point blender for $110. And I said, we have a lot more. Us at the Muslim store, we always bring in new stuff to our customers. So probably every week, we bring in new items, and sometimes items that was no longer there, we tend to bring it back. So we just want to let customers know, always take a look out for our Facebook page where we post when we get in new items, when we receiving stuff that we had before that you probably wanted to buy and you probably miss out on. You can always look out for our website or Facebook page, or when I come on the radio on a Wednesday to let you guys know that we get new items. We also have various new perfumes. We have Red Door, we have Calvin Klein for both men and women, we have Hugo Boss, we have Lacoste, Paris Hilton, and a lot more perfumes. And Matt, you already know that I love my perfume, and I'm not gonna lie to you, this is what happened. I went to the homes department to do my normally roundings that I do every week. And when I went to the homes department and I stood up by one of my coworkers, he was like, "Boy, you smell good." They could almost taste the perfume on me. That's just how much I love my perfume. So seeing the white...
What's the name of your perfume?
Well, the perfume that I have on right now is a Double Diamond.
Double Diamond. Oh, okay.
Yes. It's very nice. And
it sounds a little feminine, though.
Well, you see, Matt, a person, somebody like me.
I mean, I'm not saying that what you're wearing may be wrong, but I'm saying a lot of men love feminine perfume.
Yes, and I'm not gonna.
I love Poison, and it's a feminine perfume.
Ah, well, my sister, she has a phrase. She normally tells me every time she sees me, she does. I can't say it on the air, but she said I either smell like, you know, like she always saying when she takes my scent, she's like, "Whoa, bro, why do you always have to smell like that?" And I always, and somebody like me, I always tend to smell very, very good. Also, we have the robotic vacuum cleaner that I always try to let customers know that we have as well, to make you turn your home into a smart home. I also have that video that I always wanted to post on our Facebook page to let customers know how it works, how it looks, and basically the function of it. So, I mean, if you might want to see it for yourself in action, because we normally have that robot vacuum cleaner doing little works for us in the store at the every morning. So if you want to take a look at the robot vacuum cleaner, you can always come down to the store and take a look at it, and we will basically show you the demonstration of how it works. And well, that's basically connected to your phone. It have the app for it and everything. So we just connect it to your phone, and voila, you have one chore less to do every morning or every Saturday or Sunday. Also, we just want to touch on restaurant equipment. A lot of customers probably may not know of the restaurant equipment that we have for them, because we at the Muslim Soul, we tend to look for, we tend to deal with all of the customers, not just one type of customers, probably basic home people, probably, you know, as we sell the microwaves and stuff like that. We think of all of our customers. So for the restaurants and bars, we have, you know, we have food warmers for as low as $1,102. We have a gas, well, we have a gas fryer. We also have an electric oven where you can do all your bakings and stuff like that for as low as $990. We also have the gas oven as well. So you can use both the electric and the gas for only $2,880. We also have the electric griddle where you can make your bacons, your eggs, your pancake, you name it, for only $450. So if you want to take a look at all these items that I said as well, we all have them displayed at our appliance department. So you can always come down and take a look. Also, we'll be posting them shortly on our Facebook page as well. So you can always take, we just want to advise customers to, you know, take a look at our Facebook page as well. We'll have all those items posted to you guys, so you guys can take a look at them. And if you don't like probably watching pictures, you can always come down to the store and take a look at those items. We also have a juice dispenser as well so you'll be able to pour your juice in and just take your juice from that as well.
All right, well, let's take a quick break before we wrap it up here with the Muslim Store. Dominica, stick around. This is our stop with the Muslim Store, Universal Elegance.
Where am I going to find a necklace to match that dress? What do you mean, where? Girl, Muslim Store. Where? You think I have $1 million to spend, man, my girl? No, girl, the Muslim Store have a wide variety of beautiful, luxurious, and affordable jewelry. Necklaces, rings, watches, earrings in gold, silver, and even gold filled. Plus, there's a 35% discount on all jewelry. All that then. Girl, hurry up, they're closing 4:30. Visit us today on 18 Old Street, Roseau. Muslim Store, locally born, locally grown.
Universal Elegance, the place to shop for homes. Universal Elegance, Universal Elegance. Universal Elegance, the place to shop for vehicle accessories. Universal Elegance, Universal Elegance. Universal Elegance, the place to shop for appliances. Universal Elegance, Universal Elegance.
All right, back to you as we wrap it up here with the Muslim Store.
All right, Matt. So right now, I just want to touch on the homes department. And as I normally see at the Muslim Store, we always bring new stuff to the customers, and we also listen to our customers. Because before, we didn't have at the moment, we don't have any, like large sofas. So right now, we are now getting large sofas for all our customers. We have three-piece sofas, sofa sets, and also we have two-piece sofa sets, and we have seven different types of those sofa sets coming in at the moment. So we just want to let customers know that we do listen to them, and right now we are getting those large sofa sets. Also, we'll be having beds. We have new beds coming in at the moment. We have the full, which is we all know as the double beds. We have queen size beds, and we also have king size beds as well, with the option to get a nightstand. So you can get it with or without a nightstand. And the colors we have in those are gray, pink, orange, blue, tan, and a lot of other colors. So we have colors to suit your room and the color that you probably have, or the color scheme that you're probably going for. So we just want to advise all the customers to come on down to take a look. We also have a 18-piece stainless steel pot set for only $299, and this is a limited offer. That pot set was at $420 before, and now it's only $299. And if you all also want to call and get further information, you can call the Homes Department at 448-5102, and for the Appliance Department, 448-5100, and also for the Engineering Department as well, you know, for you to get all your tires, your rims, your batteries, all your other accessories, your stereos, your amplifiers, your speakers, you can always call the Engineering Department at 448-5101. All right, so I just want to tell Matt, I want to thank Matt for having me here this morning to give all that information to you guys. I just want to let everybody know, I want to wish everybody a blessed day and a blessed rest of their week. And you too, Matt, have a wonderful day and continue to enjoy the rest of your week, Matt.
All right, thank you. Have a great weekend. Thank you very much.
All right, Matt.
All right, bye-bye.
Universal Elegance, the place to shop
for homes.
Universal Elegance, Universal Elegance, Universal Elegance, the place to shop
for vehicle accessories.
Universal Elegance, Universal Elegance, Universal Elegance, the place to shop
for appliances.
Universal Elegance, Universal Elegance.
It's 10:03 in the morning. Good morning to you, my friend Tessa, from the beautiful western village of Biosch in the Bronx at this time. Happy birthday, happy birthday. From your beautiful daughter Tracy. And from your boy Dice.
Guess I'm on my way.
And from all those who love you, Tessa, have a great, great, great day. From my mom, from Blanche. From the entire family. And of course from Matt in the morning, Tessa.
Guess I'm on my way. A mighty glad day.
Good morning to you. Happy birthday, Tessa.
I'm stuck on you. Been a fool too long, I guess it's time for me to come home. Guess I'm on my way.
You're such a beautiful soul.
So hard to see that a woman like you could wait around for a man like me. Guess I'm on my way. I might be glad to stay.
This is Q95.01. Next up is with Jolly's Pharmacy. Hellfire. Enjoy some smooth, soft rock music this morning.
Oh, believe it all.
Lionel Richie.
I pray tomorrow. And I know just where I'm going. Back of my troubles at night. I'm little darling, I'm coming home to stay. I'm stuck on you. Got this feeling down deep in my soul, I just can't lose. Guess I'm on my way. Need a friend in the way now. Guess that I'll be with you till the end. Guess I'm on my way. I'm mighty glad to stay.